Hello everyone, it's Alex from the FYC. In today's episode for the FY Cast, I am going to dive in deep on our August noodle of 2019. Before I get started on this topic, I just want to say thank you to everyone who went to the 12th annual Youth Summit. I got to meet so many people, make new friends, got to network with a few people from around the state, and got to go to sessions with you guys. It's really a great experience, and overall the summit went fantastic. And I want to thank everyone for coming out and support the FYC, including the parents and the guardians and caretakers who came by and also came in to support the summit. We really appreciate you guys coming out. And I want to thank everyone for their support of the FYC and enjoying your time, enjoying your weekend with us. On behalf of me and the FYC, I really appreciate it. And we hopefully we can continue on doing more events like this for next year when we have our 13th annual Youth Summit. So I just want to say thank you guys. Your support really means a lot to us. So on to today's topic, which is our August Noodle article. Just to let everybody know, our Noodle articles are up on our website. You can go to www.floridayouthcouncil.org and you can look up our August Noodle article. It'll be up on our website just in case you check it out. I am going to read our August Noodle article that some of the FYC members have wrote down, including myself. So I'm happy to share a little thing called family culture. Now, it says in the article, "Welcome to August 2019 edition of The Noodle, written and published by the FYC. For this issue of The Noodle, members of the FYC were asked to respond to the question, what is your family cultures? This topic allowed members to share their thoughts on familia culture and how you express culture as a family. We hope you will take a few minutes out of your busy schedule to learn about our experiences and enjoy our thoughts and opinions in August 2019 edition of The Noodle." So first, we're going to start with Emma Massey. She wrote, "When I contemplate my culture, I reflect on the traditions passed down from generation to generation. Specifically, I recall certain holidays with my family and how we have built on the customs created from our past and changed them to make these holidays our own. The most extravagant holiday tradition is Christmas Day, which for my family begins with my mother creating a massive breakfast consisting of creamy egg and cheese, casserole, strong coffee, toasty cinnamon rolls, and chilled sparkling cider, after which we are all gathered in a living room to exchange gifts and enjoy each other's company. Following a massive lunch, we prepare to host our annual Christmas party where we take pleasure in our neighbors and friends as they sample berry pies, I think she may, I don't know if it's strawberry pies, but I mean, berry pies, I guess, mountains of cookies, and more of the deliciousness of the season." Wow, that's really pretty tasty stuff. I mean, I should go to Emma's house for now on for Christmas. "The tradition I adore is birthdays, and this tradition celebrates comes with a twist for my mom's family. Your day of being treated royally begins with your favorite breakfast served in bed, complete with cake, candles, and with the whole family singing happy birthday. Essentially, you start your day on a sugar high, but mom is intelligent and sends you to school, so it's your teacher that must manage the crash. The last tradition is how we commemorate the last day of school. To demonstrate, on my last day of fifth grade, my brother and I leaped off the bus, written on the driveway in chalk where the words, 'Choose your weapon wisely.' Instantly, we noticed the two Super Soaker squirt guns and multi-colored water balloons all over the yard. Suddenly, my mom jumped up from behind the bush, holding the garden hose turned on full blast and started showering us. Then we understood it was our turn, so we snatched the Super Soakers and went after mom. By the end of the day, we were all soaking wet, lots of smiles, and a memory that I still cherish to this day."
Aww.
"My brother's last day of high school occurred just a few weeks ago. It's both sorrowful and thrilling time. So How do you celebrate? Silly string. 6 cans of silly string, to be exact. When my brother arrived home, we layered and everyone got tangled into multicolored strings till we couldn't see anymore. Traditions old and unforgettable are what we make our lives more momentous. I don't know where some of the traditions came from or how my mom innovates these new ideas. However, I await each holiday with anticipation because I don't know about the adventure in store. By Emma Massey. So now we move on to Derek. And our head council member wrote, "What is family culture?" Family culture, what is it? It's a set of ideas such that are passed down to you from your parents and slash or ancestors that help shape you and make you who you are. For me, there's a couple of things that come to mind. First, my family's faith. Our faith has played a big part in shaping who I am. I don't know where I'd be without it. It's the most important thing in my life. I'm so thankful my family has a strong faith and pass it down so I was exposed to it and could study and learn more about it. Next, another part of my family's culture is that we're fairly close. We have always loved getting together and spending time together. And yes, it's usually also involves eating. This is especially true around the holidays, especially Thanksgiving and Christmas, which is an absolute must. It is not limited to just those two, but we do it for the holidays, birthdays, and other special occasions. Basically, anytime we can find a good excuse to do so, this has been part of my family's culture, and I'm so glad these things are a part of it because I couldn't have it any other way. By Derek. Up next, we have Dakota. Dakota wrote, "The culture within my family. I was 3 years old when I was adopted. My parents were raised old-fashioned, but they raised me up in a Christian environment. Church is the best thing that I wasn't raised in. My life is good at times, and others, it was very hard. The best thing about my family is we look after each other and want what's best for each other. My mom always told us that we are a team and we have to work well together. There's no I in team, but just like me and my little sister, we have a sibling rivalry between us. I believe that my mom did her best and she's always looked after us. Any way you choose to view it, I have a family that I was chosen to be in, and I'm very blessed by this. I may never know what my ancestors is, but to me it doesn't matter. All that matters is that I have a family that loves me for me. My biological family visited me when I was little, and once again a few years back. I'm just glad to be a part of a loving family that accepts me for me. I don't have to be something that I am not. Honestly, I don't even need my name in lights because I am not famous. Not in my father's eyes. We may have different views on some things, but we love each other. My family has installed a Christian culture within me, but I still struggle to do what is right all the time. However, I am able to be blessed by God and be able to please God in times when I am struggled. Then, me pleasing my family, or so I was told as a teenager. So yeah, my life is completely different from what I show people because I have always struggled with not caring about what others think about me. I am still growing and learning as I get older. I can't wait to see what the future has in store for me. All I know is that one day I will be a great parent like my parents, and I don't plan on letting my biological history repeat itself. The only way I can help my kid in the future avoid the pain of his or her own biological father not being there for them is to learn from the ones who raised me and let my life be centered around Christ and those I care about. This is how I was raised, and I hope to do the same thing for my kids when there is a time that they'll be blessed enough to have kids one day themselves. my family's Christ-like culture is something I don't take for granted and I don't want to lose sight of. It's full of love and compassion for others. Even though I make mistakes, I know my family always has my best interests at heart, and I love them for now and forever. By Dakota. Up next is Serena. Serena wrote, "My special culture." Culture is something that we all have, but we don't always think about it. It's so normal to us, we don't realize that this is a part of our everyday lives. My family culture seems pretty mundane compared to other more diverse cultures. I guess my family culture is like the majority of Americans in European ancestry. We celebrate Christmas, Thanksgiving, and Easter, often with my family or friends, by having parties and, in general, enjoying people's company. On the face of it, it seems like a very typical American life. But if you look closer, you might see a very different story. Everything from how we typically get up in the morning until we go to sleep at night is unique. My cerebral palsy makes our boring life more interesting. I guess you could say that my disability has impacted our lives and created a new culture in our family. While most people like to watch fireworks on 4th of July, I loathe them because of the intense blast of the noise that my sensitive ears cannot stand. Many families love to go Easter egg hunts, but I really don't like the Easter bunny, and trying to hunt eggs from a wheelchair is not the most fun. Christmas was always interesting when I was little, trying to get pictures on Santa's lap, but somehow we triumphed. I suppose that the culture that we have developed is one of patience, adaptability, and understanding that one day I may pass along to my children. Whether it's a daily or seasonal challenge, we must always be prepared to adapt our culture for our family. By Serena. Last but not least, there's me. I wrote, "My family culture comes a long way." My family culture comes a long way. It has so much history and also a mystery. My grandfather was born in 1917, the same year Puerto Rico became an American territory. Believe it or not, my grandfather had 23 brothers and sisters. Yes, 23 brothers and sisters, all from the same mom. As unusual as it sounds, my grandfather did. Throughout time, he worked as a farmer in Puerto Rico. He had worked many jobs throughout his career, even though he never had much of an education. He was the most hardworking man I ever know. He met a beautiful Hispanic woman with African descent, who was my grandmother. And long story short, the two were married and spent the rest of their lives together. Fast forward to 1979, when my parents first met. They were both high school sweethearts, and they were dating for 6 years before they decided in 1986 to tie the knot. Later, throughout their time, my parents ended up having 4 boys, myself included, and for the last 30 years, my mother and father have raised us to be independent individuals. To this day, my parents have spent the previous 40 years together. Once I get older and started learning more about our country's history, the specific towns my ancestors thrived in, and the beauty of the island where my family comes from, now I want to be able to share that, the food, the music, and what our tradition represents. You know, Puerto Rican people have such great cuisines. You know, we have tostones, mofongo, all that stuff, you name it. From the artists like Ricky Martin, Marc Anthony, or Daddy Yankee, to the landmarks like the El Morro and the El Yunque, Puerto Rican bloodlines and culture evolved through a mixing of the Spanish, African, indigenous Taino, and Caribbean Indians race that share the island. It is so important to have everyone understand that the FYC have so many people from different backgrounds that our stories are shared with others. There's so much more that can be discovered through my family's history. and not all the answers are lying on the table. I will keep my tradition that was passed down to me so that one day I can pass that down to my children. Well, guys, thank you for listening to today's episode. I want to thank you guys for supporting the FYC. If you're interested in joining the Florida Youth Council, make sure you register an application. Make sure you favorite the podcast. And if you want to join the Florida Youth Council, you must be 15 years or older if you want to join. Also, make sure you find us on Discord, on Facebook, and on Twitter at the Florida Youth Council. Thank you all for listening, and I'll see you guys in the next episode. Thank you.